on fire. Like, I didn't freaking make this up.
And it does look like all of these headlines are fake. The third most recent article, the Walt Disney Company buys Epstein Island.
Oh, she's been duped. Hello, and welcome to Unwind and Align, your go-to podcast for all things wellness.
I'm Dr. Bethany Cannon.
And I'm Dr. Nikki Pearson. Together, we're here to guide you on a journey towards stress-free living and holistic well-being.
Each episode, we'll dive into topics to help you boost your overall wellness, all through the lens of chiropractic care and complementary practices.
So get ready to stress less and live more. It's time to unwind and align.
All right, so it's called mousetrapnews.com, to be fair. And it does look like all of these headlines are fake. Like the third most recent article, the Walt Disney Company buys Epstein Island.
I didn't look at any of this.
One after that.
Okay.
Number two, climate activist blocks Disney World parade for 6 hours, and Spaceship Earth will be rethemed to a woman's history ride.
I didn't read any of these. It just showed up, and I just glanced and thought, oh, there's flames. It's on fire. I hope nobody I care about is there.
Disney announces nudist day at Disney. Get naked at Disney. Disney is now requiring driver's education for mobility scooters. I mean, yeah, a little bit of clicking, and we can...
I'm so sorry.
I do love that. Yeah. Disney has long planned to do this.
Yes.
It was the most likely theory that they... Could you imagine?
They couldn't just take it down and build something else. They had to have them burning it down.
Could you imagine the trauma that would cause? Not even the Disney kids.
Did you see that picture, though?
Yeah.
No. Well, and when I was envisioning just like a little bit of smoke coming
traumatic.
Out of the...
Traumatic.
No, like that looks like it's the end of the world. Like,
yes. Yeah. It looked like Walking Dead in Atlanta. Like,
yeah, that's what it looks like. This is the end. Okay, so on the pre-show today, we talked about Walt Disney World, and there was a rumor that there was a fire that burned down to the ground. We're not going to say who in this bunch brought up the rumor, but today we are going to talk about holistic wellness, and happiness and positivity is a big part of that. So when you're traveling, what's your go-to place? Where do you like to go? If it's not the Mouse House, where is it?
I just want an ocean. Oceans bring me joy.
Really? You have
ocean,
a specific?
The sound of ocean. We did multiple trips to El Salvador for our service trips, and we talk about those all the time. But we would spend one day at the end of the week. We'd serve 1,500 patients during the week, and then we would go to this little beach resort for like one day. And you'd have one day on the ocean. It's super cool, this little tiny like resort. And I just you'd relax, you just listen to the ocean and the beach, and the ocean's just always been my happy place. So it doesn't really matter where, but I really...
And you live in Nebraska.
Yeah, this was...
So how
not,
happy
this
are
was
you?
This was not my choice. This is by marriage and force. In a loving way.
Marriage was not forced. Let's
the force of where we live, not the marriage part, but...
Yeah, I'm with you on the not a big crowd of people, like probably not a huge city, not a big crowd of people. Mine has to have some sort of scenic outdoor something that I can like look at or experience.
Nice.
Yeah. So I like northern Minnesota. That's always a happy place for me. Just lake and cabin and that kind of stuff. So just not a lot of people and by an area of water.
What do you think of the Ozarks then?
I've never been.
Neither have I. I haven't been in northern Minnesota either. So you're just giving me...
Yeah, my parents always go. There's like a tradition in our family, and so we still go up there. So it's just like that, you know, beautiful, you know, scenic. Yeah.
We will be there this summer. I'll report back.
The Ozarks?
Yeah. Oh. No, not me. Every team that my kids play for decide that we should do a vacation tournament. Mm. So one of my daughter's teams, it's the Ozarks. They'll be like playing softball there. So. Oh,
if you see Jason Bateman, will you tell him hi for me?
I will tell him hi. Oh, I will tell him hi. We love that show. So that I, you know what? One, either myself or Mark will be there. One of us. Somebody will report back to you of what they think.
Mm.
So,
how important are vacations, would you say, with when it comes to holistic health and mental health as a part of that, right? To being able to take a step away and enjoy yourself. Because for most people, vacations actually increase anxiety. I have no article or stat to back that, but I remember reading it once on the internet, so it's absolutely true.
I could vouch for that. I would say that Disney trip that we took a couple of years ago, that was not a restful and recharging and relaxing trip.
Yeah.
That was a making memories with your family trip, but it wasn't restful.
You got memories for sure.
I got memories.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so for a lot of families, that's the case, especially when you add that word families, it's anxiety inducing, not reducing. And so what role would you say, okay, when you're planning some travel, what are some things to consider to like help? And how important do you think trips are when it comes to actually finding, you know, taking a break from life and everything else? Or do you think maybe it's overrated? Maybe people should just do more staycations and not add all that extra.
Well, I think it could be whatever's right for that family too, because it could be on a Caribbean island sounds wonderful for a week, but you know, realistically, how much is that going to happen? Like, could you, you know, even plan something that's a smaller break? Maybe it's just a weekend or a couple days or somewhere drivable, you know, somewhere where you can just take a break from, you know, your running around, your daily responsibilities, your, you know, doing the laundry, cleaning the house, and spend some time, you know, quality time with family or spouse or whoever you're traveling with.
Mm-hmm. I say I love the ocean, but like, that's not a regular place I go. I mean, that would be great, but it's not. Our most memorable vacations were South Dakota and Colorado with our family with a camper. Mm-hmm. So a pull behind camper, you don't have to pay for a hotel, and you basically just have your space right there. We get a campsite. It's quiet. It's not a lot of people around. Again, going back to the people thing. And with our kids were young and we had a blast. So nice. Those have been great vacations. So I think it's more, but budget-wise, is it feasible for a family so it doesn't have to be a ton of money, right? Mm. Because it's stressful, the thought of spending money on some of those vacations, that will create more stress, and then it's not relaxing because it needs to be a time to get away and clear your head. Mm. Turn off your phone, turn off your email. The first time we went to South Dakota, there was no internet access, and my daughter was in eighth grade. I loved it, but my daughter was in eighth grade, and I thought she was going to lose her mind. Like she couldn't, we would like go in to town once in a while and do a couple things in South Dakota, and she would find internet in there. But when we go to our campsite, it was just dry camping. Mm. So, I mean, there was like no internet, and she like didn't know what to do with herself by the end of the day. So, I think it's a great way. I think that's the best case scenario to get away and just recharge. And even if it's, I think it takes a day on either side to relax. So those middle days are where you're actually going to be recharging. So you have to kind of think about that when you're traveling too.
And the structure of it too. Yep. I think to be okay with having some days or half days where you don't have anything planned. Yes. So you can either, you know, the flexibility of finding something or having just a chill time, mm-hmm. that it doesn't have to be go from this to this to this to this, because I think that is just what we're used to now, and that's not really taking a break from it. Mm.
Good point. Yes.
You know, another thing I notice when I travel, I was actually just in Chicago last week and was with our videographer who's, last time he went, he was a kid. And so I'm like, well, we got to do a Chicago food tour, which, you know, you get the Chicago dogs, you go to Portillo's, you got to get an Italian beef, you get, I mean, there's the deep dish everyone knows about, but then you go to all sorts of other places. Oh. Anyway, that to be said, by the end of that trip, and like a lot of other trips where most people don't eat great on those trips, you feel kind of gross because you've just been eating super unhealthy foods for whatever, 4, 5, 6 days straight. Now, obviously, unhealthy foods aren't healthy, but I've also noticed feeling far more fatigued, not feeling as energetic, positive. And so talk me through, we all know that, hey, unhealthy foods, they're not great for you. And you're probably going to feel somewhat sluggish. But do unhealthy fast foods like that, fatty foods like that, have any sort of effect on our minds and the way we process information, our moods, or anything else?
Oh, hands down. I mean, the inflammation that happens in our body when we have a poor diet or when we, you know, eat a lot of fast food, the inflammation creates leaky brain, and just it creates inflammation just in general in our body, which drastically impacts our mood and how we feel. Levels of depression long-term would be considered inflammation of the brain or this overall kind of inflammatory response of the body. So it plays a huge role.
Absolutely. I mean, think of the nutrients that you're not getting too, right? So yes. If you're getting all of those and then you're not getting the things that your body actually needs to function properly in the way that it should, now you're really swinging in the opposite direction.
And then take exercise out of it. So the one thing I suggest when you travel, regardless of how you choose to eat, again, when we travel and we camp, we take a lot of our food. So a lot of the foods that we're taking, we're making a lot of our meals, we're grilling, things like that. But if we don't, my staple is I have to exercise. Like I have to exercise. And actually it's kind of fun if you're outdoors, like finding ways to like set up new workouts like on the cliff or on the picnic tables or, you know, whatever you're using nature for your props or for your different weights or things like that. So, but you have to exercise because that at least helps keep something normalized when you travel to try to keep a semi-regular schedule.
Or even just incorporating active activities too, right? So the things that you choose might not necessarily be just the sitting and doing this thing, but do something that maybe you're walking quite a bit for, or, you know, something where you can incorporate a little bit more movement in there too.
Hiking. Oh, yeah. All of yours are, everything you guys do when you go in a trip is like active. Like hiking,
keep my kids and
like
moving,
constantly moving. There's no like sitting around and like.
I noticed when I travel too, I don't drink a whole lot of water. And I mean, in which honestly just gets me out of my routine of drinking whatever, a half gallon plus a day. I come home and that's just completely thrown off as well. What are some basic things you think we're maybe not getting in our diet that supplements could help kick into gear and, you know, outside of just water that people should be drinking more of?
Well, I think along with vitamin D, omega-3s or like fish oil, that's another, you know, kind of source of that. And that's just because in our standard American diet, there's omega-3 fatty acids, there's omega-6 fatty acids, and just our typical American diet is really, really high in omega-6 fatty acids. And as a society, we don't eat as many things that have omega-3 fatty acids in them. Mostly really high in fish, so we don't have a lot of that or good sources of that. It's not as common for people to consume that on a regular basis. And so the standard American diet, like we're out of whack. We should have kind of a 1-to-1 ratio of those. And the standard American diet is like 15 to 20 to 1 or so.
Insane.
Yeah, off. It's really, really off. So, you know, supplementing with that can really help because those are naturally anti-inflammatory. Help our body's immune system. And so supplementing with that can really help with overall systemic inflammation, like we talked about earlier, especially if anybody's dealing with any sort of arthritis or chronic inflammatory issues. That's a really big one to just help get that ratio a little bit more even, just because anything that we're consuming is going to push us towards, in our standard American diet, is going to push us out of that ratio.
Yeah. Vitamin D, you already said that. That is so critical. We just don't get enough vitamin D from the sun. We can't get it enough unless you're, what is it? Fully naked outside for how many hours?
That's a long time. And then even like that conversion in your skin takes a process to do. So
you basically,
I was reading
somewhere
too.
Be in the sun without getting wet.
Yeah. And then don't get wet or shower for like a couple of days afterwards so that, you know, your cells can actually convert that. So really, how much is that happening?
When are you outside in the sun? When it's freaking hot and then you're in the water, right? So you're not even able to properly process that vitamin D. But I mean, go back to like caveman time. They're not showering. They're out in the sun. Like they're, you know.
Absorbing. Yeah, I mean, they're outside all the time.
Crushing vitamin D. we're like sitting in the water if we're in the sun or
most people
on.
Are
maybe we
lathering on sunscreen too, right?
You know? And that blocks everything. Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you guys do any sort of like, so if Dr. Nikki, if you're out here working or doing physical activities outside in the summer, I've seen that a bit in California too, where there's all sorts of like CrossFit gyms that are outside and things. Yeah. Do you try to go on runs or anything here that get you outdoor exercise?
I only run if I'm being chased.
Okay.
Like that's it. Like there's no other time. You'll never see me run. But I do.
Forced marriage chase. Are you okay? Is everything all right?
There's
blink
a lot
twice
of,
if you're not okay.
The only time I ever ran, we were camping in Des Moines, and I went tried to do a hike in the forest, which I thought would be a great idea. But these horse flies kept chasing me through the entire hike, and that's the only time I ran. I was running from flies flying at my head for a couple miles. Otherwise, I don't run. But the point is, my gym, the doors are always open, like the big garage door. Yep. So we try to incorporate in and outside workouts always. Awesome. Anytime I can go outside and work out, I can. Or I choose to. I like to. in the mornings, but not when it's like crazy hot. Like I don't want to be outside when it's 100 trying to exercise in the sun.
Right.
So it's got to be like early morning. I love beach workouts, which again, I say this, I act like I go to the beach all the time. I don't. But if I am there, I'm going to work out in the morning in the sun because I love that.
You love the idea of it.
I love the idea of it. Even if it's like a 2 year, every 2 years or 3 years.
So all of these foods, there's things we need to be eating, things we need to be consuming. People need to be going outside. We need to be doing a whole lot that we're just not doing today. So if someone's listening to it, and let's say they're like me, where they spend most of their day working at an office, and look, they don't have time to go run all sorts of miles. They don't want to get a gym membership. Maybe they take a supplement, but they really don't know where to start. What's one thing people can do today when it comes to holistic wellness that they should be thinking about with getting themselves taken care of?
Well, I'm gonna really hit you hard on this one. That you said they don't have time to go to the gym. They don't have time to eat healthy. They don't have time. Mm-hmm. We don't have time to not do those things. Mm. Like we have to prioritize our health. There's too many chronic diseases that can be prevented by both exercise and eating well. And we don't have time to say that we don't have time. No, everybody's busy. Everybody, but we have to prioritize those healthy habits. Even if it's moving for 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day. Some of my hardest workouts are under 10 minutes, which I like under 10 minutes and I want to throw up. Like, I'm not saying that's for everybody, but you can get a lot, very efficient workouts in very quickly. There's online, you know, programming, or there's apps. You use an app.
Stuff you do at home. Like I have two dumbbells and that's about 90% of the workouts that I do. Yeah. And I could do it in my backyard, and that's what I like to do most of the time.
Mm. Dr. Bethany just hit a milestone. How many workouts have you done with street parking?
A little bit more now, but I had 365 with street parking. So get a lot of free t-shirt and all that kind of stuff.
It's an online programming, and it's badass because they have both like all different levels of workouts, different options.
Each workout has like four different options. So you could do it with dumbbells, you could do it with a barbell, you could do a shift workout, which is like a modified workout. So if you have, you know, anything that you are, you know, modifying it. And each new one each day, something you can track and hold yourself accountable. And those are, nothing's more than 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest thing that I realized too, was I could fit that in. I could go home over lunch and fit that in. Something that's really quick. Yep. It didn't have to be an hour and sweating like crazy and I need a shower after. You know what I mean? Like that kind of a thing. In my head, that was a workout. And it's like, no, if you have 20 minutes, you can get this thing done. You could go for a walk for 25 minutes. That kind of thing just incorporates movement in your day, which I think people have in their mind that it's a CrossFit workout to work out. There's many different things that you could do, you know, to incorporate that movement too.
We owe it to ourselves to do it and to commit to it and to make it a priority.
And to your family and your kids,
hands down. Do it for your family, for anybody else. If not for yourself, do it for your kids, do it for your family.
Because you're showing them what is important in your lifestyle too, right? Because if they're growing up seeing that that's not a part of the lifestyle, now that's what they're going to implement too, right?
And you want them to be around, you want to be around as you get older for your kids, for your grandkids. I mean, how many people come in to see us for the reason that I can't do X, Y, and Z, and I want to be able to do this with my grandkids, or I want to be, and what are they, the one thing that they'll typically say is, I wish I would have done this before. When they get great results, they're feeling better, everything's going well. I wish I would have known about this earlier. I wish I would have done this earlier. I should have
started earlier.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So start now is the takeaway. That was a real left turn on that. I'm sorry.
No, actually, that leads me right into my next question. When is the best time for, like, I don't want to use the word preventative maintenance, but maybe that really is the best term here to say, with myself, and I think there's a lot of other folks included, you don't want to see a chiropractor. You don't want anyone touching your spine until you have to, right? Like, especially here where we're talking about upper cervical stuff. If I didn't have like ear issues or anything else, I didn't want anyone touching anything that impacted my brain stem. But take me through that. Is there any merit in getting chiropractic adjustments before you have an issue?
This is such perfect timing. So this weekend we went to Dr. Bethany, got to see her on Thursday, and then I saw her on Friday. It was a continuing ed conference, and we had a guest speaker that has from New Zealand that has done all of the 17 years of research on how a chiropractic adjustment influences the prefrontal cortex of the brain. So, and all the research behind how she did this, like, and it, these really complicated graphs, and I won't bore you with any of that stuff, but how the adjustment itself and how it influences that part of the brain, which controls everything from mood to the endocrine system to the autonomic balance, which is the stress response of the body, to mental stability, mental mood.
Just reasoning, intelligence.
Reasoning, yeah. Intelligence, overall inflammatory levels, pain triggers. I mean, every part, it was, and that is where the adjustment influences the most. And the biggest thing that can impact that part of the brain is stress. So here we are, stress is influencing the prefrontal cortex in a very negative way, but our adjustment each time can influence in a positive way the prefrontal cortex and turn off the stress switch, activate the parasympathetic nervous system, which is bringing your body out of that stress response. So that is really, and it was like 5 hours worth of research, and she wasn't even done. That was just the start of it. So we don't have to be broken to come in and benefit from what we're doing. You don't have to be, you know, in the most chronic state, because people are benefiting every time we can provide, when we find the opportunity to or the need to give an adjustment.
What better time when a person is, I mean, I just think of like personally with my kids too, like there's no better time to get them adjusted than, you know, to wait for something to be wrong in order to start, you know, that didn't make any sense. So if we can help correct those things and help them grow and develop in the best possible way that they could, there's no reason to wait till, you know.
One of the things that Dr. Heidi said at the conference as she was talking about that is that the little tiny spinal muscles and what they do when they start to break down or wear out or this kind of process happens. And she was talking to the chiropractors and she said, well, you guys don't have to worry about that because you've all been adjusted. So you're not going to get to that state. Like, so she just kind of planted that seed, like,
wow,
we don't have to go there because you've been proactive for so long that they're not getting to that point. Mm-hmm. That was just kind of my, and she just said it in passing, like just really quick, but that really stood out to me because I thought about my kids and I thought about, you know, us having checked our kids since mm-hmm. the day they were born mm-hmm. and checked them and adjusted when needed as they, you know, on a regular mm-hmm. basis ever mm-hmm. since. So those were just things that, I mean, that clicked right away and really stood out to me.
Absolutely.
So for the folks who are listening to this today and they live in the greater Omaha area and they're curious, maybe someone's all bought in and it's completely like they're into Restore Chiropractic, like Disney adults are into Magic Kingdom not being burned down.
It's not burning.
So for the folks who are listening to this today and they want to know more about Restore, where do they go?
I think they could check out our website, www.restorechiropracticcenter.com, and check us out and testimonials and all about the office there.
Well, we'll see you in a couple weeks for another episode of Unwind and Align. See you.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of Unwind and Align.
We hope you enjoyed diving into the world of wellness with us.
Remember, you can always find us on social media at Restore Chiropractic Center for more tips, resources, and updates.
If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover, don't hesitate to reach out.
Until next time, keep aligning your mind, body, and spirit for a healthier, happier you.
This is Dr. Nikki Pearson
and Dr. Bethany Cannon
signing off from Restore Chiropractic.
Stay well, everyone.